You're listening to your new Best Friends podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Abby and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new Best Friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void
Tabby.
In your life. Hello, Michael.
What's your favorite soundtrack?
My favorite soundtrack?
Yes. Before we get into the question, I just want to know what your favorite soundtrack of any movie was.
Ooh. Don't laugh at me.
I won't.
But ABBA was slapping.
ABBA?
Yeah, fucking... That was the name of the movie? What was the name of the movie?
I don't know. What the hell you're talking about?
The Dancing Queen movie?
There was a Dancing Queen movie?
Okay, yeah.
I thought ABBA was...
They're the band.
Yeah, and their song was Dancing Queen.
Yes, but I don't know what the name of the movie was. Mamma Mia. That's what it is. Mamma Mia. There
we
go.
I've actually heard good things about that. Okay.
I left that theater when I was 16 with my friends. We were fucking jamming.
Okay.
Sorry for the curses so early on, everyone. Buckle up.
Oh, yeah. That was unnecessary.
I get passionate about Mamma Mia.
I can tell. Did you watch two?
There's a two?
Okay. Mine would have to be, I think, Napoleon Dynamite soundtrack.
What? You know, I couldn't name you one song off the soundtrack, so.
It was quietly fantastic. I don't remember any individual song.
Oh.
I just remember all of them were fantastic when I heard them.
Mm-hmm. And when they were at the prom. Long ago? How long ago was the last time you heard it?
Oof. 10? 15 years?
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Yeah.
Either that or the new Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse one. The cartoon animated one.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even
that
know.
That movie, that soundtrack was good. That was from,
Name me one song.
The Post Malone song, Sunflower.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
That soundtrack was amazing.
So now how does this tie into your question?
Also the Hamilton. The Hamilton soundtrack's pretty good, too.
Now, didn't your wife go to go see that?
Yes, I got her a ticket.
One.
She went to go see it, yeah.
Singular.
It was too much to go, so I was like, hey, baby, I love you, but not that much. Go by yourself.
Damn.
Enjoy.
You go into NYC all by your lonesome.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, this ties into the question of the day.
Okay, tell me how.
Soundtrack to your life.
Ooh.
I want your birth soundtrack, sixth grade, high school, wedding, and death.
Oh, wow, you really have this all thought out, don't you?
Of course, I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, that's true. Your man's got nothing but time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first one you said was birth.
Mm-hmm. What's your birth song? And please, don't act like you don't have a list already ready, so just do it.
Okay.
Yes.
How dare you call me out like this? How dare you, Michael? My first one for birth would be, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Aww.
Right? I would love to be just like, I was a C-section, but, you know, slip sliding out of the vajay.
Nice.
Coming down the tunnel to Can You Feel the Love Tonight, you know? Some serious love-making music right there.
Speaking of, how do we not say Lion King for the great soundtrack?
Well, I purposely didn't want to say the Lion King because my birth song was Can You Feel the Love Tonight.
Well, okay.
That soundtrack fucking slapped.
That did.
Like,
that
what?
Really
Elton John
good.
Didn't have to do what he did for us, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Just like Phil Collins did on Tarzan. He didn't have to go that hard. He just did. Like, he just fucking did.
Do not bring up Tarzan in this conversation.
But we can talk about the Lion King?
Like, Lion King is a staple. Battles. Tarzan is laughable.
You didn't like Tarzan?
No one liked Tarzan.
That's a lie. The lie detector test determined that was a lie. You bitch.
Oh,
what's your birth song?
Well, it's not as good as yours, clearly.
Damn right.
It's now I feel stupid saying it. It's Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Arms Wide Open.
Yeah.
You had time.
You had time to think about it.
And you pick Arms Wide Open. Okay.
Creed brought the heat whenever they, for that 2 months that they were hot.
Little Arms Wide Open.
You better.
Oh, God.
Yes. I can't help that song touched me. I want to listen to it when I go home. Just because of you.
One sad tear.
You did this.
Okay, what was the next age we had to do?
Sixth grade.
Okay, so like, okay. You
so
want to
we'll
do
say
yours
at
first?
Your sixth grade graduation.
You want to do yours first?
Sure, I'll do mine. My sixth grade one was Liquid Dreams by O-Town.
Can you sing it a little bit to me? I don't know it.
I cannot.
I genuinely don't.
I know, and I will not sing it. Sorry. Just someone has understand to go look it up. By the title of the song.
Liquid Dreams?
Yes.
So is this like that... Do you remember the graduation song that came out by like Vitamin C?
Of course. I think
that, is it like similar to that?
Absolutely not.
Aw, okay.
No, this is that all one was about so a wet sad. Dream.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I didn't know at the time until much later.
Oh, what other songs did you not realize they were subliminally about something until like way later in life?
Too Close by Next. You remember the song, right?
No, I don't know.
Aww.
I don't know. If you told me how it goes, I might.
Whatever. It was about an erection on a dance floor.
Oh.
Maybe when we're grinding. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. I get so excited.
Yeah, exactly. That song was straight up about stiffies.
I feel that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but the young me had no idea.
Okay.
When you had it, it was vintage because you're so young.
Unfortunately, my friends and I were listening to that music at far too young of an age.
Damn.
Far too young. That'll be what older siblings do, so.
Shit.
Okay, so my sixth grade song would be All Star by Smash Mouth.
Okay.
Because I was just out there being a fucking all-star.
Yeah, you know? At sixth grade?
No, definitely not. I was so awkward. It's so
looking
just
around
like,
hamsters.
Like the first...
getting misidentified.
Trying to grow out a bowl cut. I really had a lot going on. It was tough times. It was tough times in the kingdom, but I made it through. You know what I mean? I made it work because I'm an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, get your game on. Go play.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
There
so it's
you
like,
go.
You know what I mean? It all adds up.
It's me. They were following me around for a week. They wrote that song. It's a hit. I got no money.
I had a lot of input in Shrek. That's what made that song.
And that was a good soundtrack, too.
That was a good soundtrack. What's the song? It was like, I heard there was a secret chord that David played. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what it was.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You sounded
right,
way
Tyler
too happy
Perry.
To say that. Yeah, that was a good song, too.
That was a fantastic song.
That's on my playlist, honestly.
I believe it.
In my car, yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Just like getting down to that at 3 in the morning while you're driving home?
Kind of. 2 o'clock in the morning.
I think that makes it worse.
Yeah, it actually does a little bit.
Okay, what's our next age?
Graduation.
Okay, graduation. You take it first.
Okay, graduation. That would be... Fuck you, in parentheses, very much, Lily Allen.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. The school system cheated me. And everyone. We are all dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't give you any real life skills. I learned how to make chicken parm, and that's all I could really take away from high school. It was a joke. I don't approve of it. And if you don't have to go, please don't go.
Don't encourage it. Please don't do that. Please don't encourage children to drop out of school, Michael.
Drop out, work at Wendy's, get your GED, and then go be somebody.
Really?
Really. If you could skip high school, take your GED, and, like, join the workforce, you wouldn't?
I did.
Exactly.
I was working my senior year.
Exactly. So, yeah. They really need to do, like, banking classes and...
Agreed.
Just things that actually matter.
If you send your kid to a private school, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Did you have a banking class?
No, I didn't go. I was in public high school.
Okay.
But I can tell you that my private school education was a hell of a lot better than when I went to public school.
Don't they use the same, like, curriculum?
No. But don't forget also, you know, public schools, they're, you know, it's based off of tax dollars and funding as well. So you're going to get better education in more affluent areas versus in more urban areas where the funding is much less.
So you sell... But they have the same, like, teaching books, though, right? Don't they just...
I believe the state is given a curriculum, but, I mean, it has to do largely in part with the teachers that you hire, how well they teach, I mean, funding for the classrooms, if kids have access to better, you know, like, I guess computers and things like that.
Ugh.
You can expect more from them.
All right, we're getting too preachy now.
Seriously. All
right, your graduation.
You brought me here.
Sorry.
Well, don't worry, I'm about to bring it right back. My graduation song. I was such a fucking defiant jerk.
Mm.
So mine was X gonna give it to you. Because I was just...
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
That's just what it was. You know what I mean? X gonna give it to you.
Really?
I'm gonna give it to you.
You're X?
I'm
in
X.
This situation?
I'm X. And I'm going to give it to you.
Jesus.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt. Catch me outside. How about that? Like,
how about that? Little stocky troublemaker walking around town.
Looking... When I left high school?
Yeah.
Hell no. I was doing way better when I left high school. I had a girlfriend. I was... Your girl was laying down. Not on my back.
Laying down some serious lips whenever I could.
Some serious lips.
That's going to catch on. That's going to be on a shirt soon.
You know what? I wouldn't be shocked.
Laying down lips. YNBF. Mm.
Okay, so Noah, I feel like my graduation song was better than yours.
Well, your first song and your second song and your third song.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your wedding song?
Wait. Okay, wedding? Well, now this is where I get sentimental.
Me too. Weird. Okay.
Okay, so my wedding song would be Something Stupid by Frank Sinatra featuring his wife Nancy Sinatra. I want to dance to that. Yeah, I want to dance to that at my wedding. I just think it's so cute.
Aww.
That's definitely the song I want to dance to.
This is the touching side that we never get to see.
Mm-hmm. I keep it locked away.
Okay.
You know, and I cover it with abrasive humor.
Hmm. I like it. Hmm. Mine is Always You by Panic at the Disco.
Oh, I don't know what off the top of my head, but I know that they lay down some smooth tracks.
Yes, it's very... Lyrics really don't fit that much, but it's very sentimental to me and my wife.
Okay, it already is sentimental.
We would have picked it had we not had our songs already picked out.
Had you not had Josh Groban.
The Grobes, yes, exactly.
As your actual choice.
Yes. But yeah, it's a very nice song. You should listen to it later.
Okay, it's called Always You?
Mm-hmm.
Is that off of the Death of a Bachelor album?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. Do you know the song Death of a Bachelor?
I do.
Okay, because that's song. How I know that he could really lay it the fuck down. That's when he really showed off his vocal skills.
No, it was back in the day, dude.
Oh, this was before that song?
Yeah, this was back in the day. This was before the money got to him. And they were actually gritty and still like...
Still emo?
Yes, but like they were eating, just not eating good.
Gotcha. They were eating crab legs. They could have been having lobster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Crab legs.
Whoa. I cannot have these types of conversations with you now. All right.
I feel like we've done the crab leg fight before. let's keep going.
Okay. Now you take it away on the last one for death.
Okay. Death. I want everybody to realize that I'm awesome. Mm-hmm. So when I die.
Like this is the last thing that gets played now.
This is the last thing. As they're lowering me into the ground.
Yes.
The song's called Put It In Your Mouth by Akineli. It is so abrasive. It will shock the system.
So this is what you want, like, your wife and your son crying over your casket to hear as you get lowered down for the last time.
As soon as I'm out of sight, it just starts blasting. And now, everybody kind of looks around and goes, that's Mike. That's what he wanted us to know.
So do you want it, like, blasting on speakers? Do you want, like, a guest singer to come in? Or, I guess, rapper, I guess? Like, how do you want this done? How do you want this done?
Because we could just blast speakers. Sing it.
Oh, we want them to sing it. Sing it.
Yes.
Okay.
But I want it to be a person that you don't expect to sing it to sing it.
Like who?
Great. Like, probably Mayim Bialik. Blossom? I want her to come sing the song.
I have no idea who that is.
You don't know who... Oh, shit.
Who's that? Who's Blossom?
I'm gonna let everybody roast you for me. That's all right. We're done here. Do your death song.
Okay, well, my death Blossom. Song... I don't know who that is. My death song would be Cotton Eye Joe. But I want it to be dubbed over with Cotton-Eyed Tabby, and I want it on bagpipes, and I want it to be, like, belted out by an Irish singer to the tune of O Danny Boy. So, like, if it hadn't been for Cotton-Eyed Tabby.
Man, those three people there are going to cry.
Chip, use tissue and Penny.
I'll catch him later. Like, how was it?
You bitch.
Yeah, I'm not going.
Damn right, not going. You'll be dead before me.
Oh, we have a bet. I think it was a very, very cheap bet, too. Was it like $1.25 or something?
For what?
Who's going to die first?
I mean, it's like the worst bet that you don't want to win.
I want to win.
You want to live longer than me? I promise you, you won't.
Oh my god.
I promise you.
No.
Unless I'm taken by some fucking unnatural way.
You're gonna get hit by some stray buckshot.
That's what I mean.
You live stray in the woods. Buckshot. It's gonna happen.
She wasn't wearing neon. What can we say? You know, she's walking through the woods. That shit'll happen. Exactly. She had a camo hat on, idiot.
Yeah, that's how you're gone.
Do you want to be seen or don't you want to be seen? Stray buckshot, you bitch. You're gonna die Elvis style on the toilet, eating a hoagie.
That wasn't a hoagie. I think it was a peanut butter and fried banana sandwich.
I thought that was just his favorite. I thought that he was actually eating a hoagie when he died.
Okay, if you're on the shitter and you die, a sandwich, it's your favorite sandwich. you're not eating a generic ham and cheese in the toilet.
You might.
If you're going to do it, you're going to do it big.
Go shit big or go home?
Exactly. Shit big or... Yeah, shit big in your home.
Shit big in your home, shit big and go home.
Exactly. We miss you, Elvis.
The other day, I saw this guy walking a chihuahua, and I thought it was a cat, and I had to do a literal double take. Like, I was literally like, that guy's walking a cat, and then I was like, oh, it's just a chihuahua.
I've seen people walk cats.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
It's not foreign.
I have not seen people...
Google it.
No. I mean
bosses.
In person.
Oh.
Like, I'm talking like I was driving down the road, and I genuinely thought this guy was walking a cat, and I was like, he's walking a cat, nope, it's a chihuahua. And I kept moving.
Fuck chihuahuas.
Okie dokie. Okay. All right. Are you ready for the first submission?
Let's do it.
Well, today's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
What's today like, Michael? Tell me the weather.
Oh, there you go. Wait, what? The weather?
The weather for our podcast. What's the forecast?
Chunky with a hint of pale.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what we're doing with this episode is we're clearing out all of the questions that weren't long enough to be like full submissions, but we thought they were interesting enough to give it an answer. I think we have about 4 or 5 of them, but we'll get to as many as we can, keep it within the time limit. So enjoy.
We're excited to do this, clean out this inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here is the first inbox submission that we are pulling up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ryan BF. After watching heist movies on Netflix, I can't help but daydream how I would do it myself.
Mm.
Do you guys ever waste large amounts of time thinking about silly things like this? Thank you for the submission.
Thank you. 100%.
Yes.
If you don't, you're a liar.
Yes. I mean, of course. You know, whenever you finish like watching like an action movie too, you feel like, you know, you're just like stealthy like them. You're like sneaking behind walls and stuff.
No.
Oh.
You're looking out the window. I could do all of that while eating your ice cream.
Absolutely. Like a bowl of Raisin Bran as I'm looking out the window. I'm like, I could jump off here if I had to. Like rappel down. So no?
No, 100% I do that. I don't look out the window and sneak around the house. That's stupid.
Oh. You gotta check, you know? Can you pop up on the cats?
No.
Can you round the corner? Oof.
No.
Can't catch me.
What would... Obviously, the one that gets me the most is the murder one. Taking someone's life.
Uh-huh.
Because I think I would be untouchable.
See, now that's the one I think about the least. So
really?
Go ahead, take it. Yeah, sure.
All right. Who am I killing?
You've thought about it.
You're my contractor.
Okay, all right. So I need you to kill the person who lives right next to you.
My neighbor?
Yes, your neighbor.
Tricky. Okay.
Yes, because it's too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
But yet also easy.
Very, that's the conundrum.
Mm-hmm. How will you do it?
I want to... Damn it. That's too close to home. I want to blow
him up. But I mean,
it's
perfect.
I just think about like light and air like... Wait, I live in a townhouse.
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking.
Our walls are connected. I can't just like...
No, you can't blow them up.
Blow them up.
No. Put the M80 away.
M40. Wait, no, 80. The higher the better. M90.
M95.
There you go. Okay. Honestly, I've heard. Kill somebody with an icicle, because the evidence will melt away. Mm-hmm. Poison will always get caught.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Yes, I've heard that if you shove the needle into somebody and, like, pumped it full of, like, household air or whatever, it'll be, like, give them, like, aneurysm or something?
Yeah, I think you have to get it in the vein, though.
Oh. That takes a lot of doing.
A little bit more. I could be wrong, though.
No, I bet you're right.
No, I don't know what would happen if you just threw a needle in somebody and pressed in. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's why they pluck it before they put it in you, but God forbid.
Oh, good Lord.
They didn't pluck it enough.
Oh, you mean like flick it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Flick and pluck. That's right. That was our fight before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
No, don't forget. I still, I know that I'm wrong, but I...
Okay.
I'd prefer you not to...
That's not a problem.
We'll not drag you through that again. Yeah. I would probably... I'd go the poison route.
Poison?
Yeah.
You're gonna poison them?
Mm-hmm.
Of all the things?
Yeah. It's either that or a bat to the back of the head.
Oh, my.
You didn't say it had to be clean.
No, but you have to get away with it. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
You're the one who was just saying how you would get away with it, so that means you'd fantasize about how you get away with it. You're just gonna do it dirty. You're gonna get caught.
Well, obviously gloves. And a baseball bat.
Uh-huh.
Probably baseball gloves for the grip. Okay, switching to the bat.
Uh-huh.
One time, conking the back of the head, and just let him bleed out in the bathtub. That's it. I feel like people go too extravagant on their killings, and this is why they fail. I don't have the drive. There's a reason why my footprints are all over the porch and stuff, because I live in the same area.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have footprints in her porch or their house.
Well, we go up one set of stairs, and it splits off into two separate sides. So I can have stuff over there. Maybe I brought her mail. Oh, just a her. Ooh, I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I brought him his mail. And then...
Good save. Good save.
I don't care. No women, no children.
Oh, really? You want to kill a woman?
Sometimes women, no children.
Mm-hmm.
Is that... That's fair.
I feel like you could be swayed on children as well.
Sometimes women and children.
Exactly. Like, but no babies. Maybe babies.
No, maybe babies. No, I'd probably kill the shit out of a kid, if need be.
I know. If you were one of the ones who was, like, stuck somewhere and a baby started crying and for the better good of everybody, but what if it was your own baby?
You'd think I'd kill a baby because it cried too much?
No, if you're stuck somewhere where you can't get caught, you're all gonna get killed. Right? You've never heard this scenario before?
No. Did I ask you that one?
I don't know.
Mine for you was driving down the dirt road.
Uh-huh.
No, like, lights, just a regular country dirt road.
Yeah.
You hit somebody. They're dying.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much dead.
Yeah.
Would you stop or would you just keep going? You told me, and I quote, "Mama's out of there."
I remember that conversation.
Yes.
You said it depends if there were lights and like if there was houses and stuff.
Nothing. Full on farm country. No lights, no cameras, no nothing.
Oh, I'm gone.
You clipped him.
God.
He's laying on. You shattered my hip and I'm bleeding to death.
Oh, well, no. If they can still talk to me.
Oh.
What?
So if they have to be able to talk to you for you to save them.
They need to be super coherent.
Okay. Ow. And then you go, "Oh shit, I'm sorry."
Oh, I'm stopping.
But if they're just like blacked out from the pain, you're gone.
I have to.
I have to?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
What would you do?
Shit. Sometimes women and children. So I would definitely leave.
Uh-huh.
And just never think about it again.
Never think about it again, he
I says. Wouldn't be like one of those guys who this would tear me up like 20 years later.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't for me either.
No. I would be just as happy the day after that I will be 20 years from now. That's so fucked up, but it is what it is.
So fantasizing about heists.
Yeah.
So I used to fantasize in like high school, in all school.
Mm-hmm.
Like if someone were to like come in. Like, where I would hide in the classroom, you know,
oh.
And, like, where I would hide in the lunchroom, and just, like, you know, just all those types of things. I would fantasize about that.
Okay, yeah, that's anything. Just being smart.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Okay, so, you were a woman of a larger circumference.
Yes, I was.
How would you wedge your, quote-unquote, big ass into anything?
I mean... I would just think of always, like, flipping the desk, you know?
Oh.
Or hiding behind somebody else.
Behind somebody else.
Well, like, yeah. You know, we gotta all just, like, clamber together. I don't know.
Would you push somebody down to save your own life?
No.
No?
Nah.
Oh, you're pretty noble.
You would?
1,000%.
Wow. Like, just a random person? Anybody?
If I'm in a classroom with all of my people that I went to school with for years, and I knew that if I pushed Daniel down on the floor, he'd get mauled before me.
Oh, my God.
Daniel's tasting it.
And you're not.
No, but I go to Daniel's house and tell them that we formed a special bond before he passed away, and I'd like to give a speech at his funeral.
And all the people who did survive and saw you throw Daniel, you think they're not going to say it? And then you'd be, like, the worst person in the whole world forever?
Yeah, but I'd just say that they're broken up by Daniel's death, and I'm strong enough to power.
I think when enough people say...
Might kill Daniel.
Yeah, he threw him down in front of him so that he could survive.
Daniel wanted to sacrifice himself for us.
He screamed, please, no. Oh, God. I fell. Those were his last words. It was terrible.
Fucking angle. How could you?
Okay. Hey, Tabby. Hey, Mike. I heard that some guy a long time ago figured out how to make cars function off of water. If that were you, how would you proceed? Would you sell it, give it away, or some other option that I haven't thought of yet? Excellent question.
Thank you for the question.
Thank you very much.
Well, I am selling it 100%.
Really?
Yeah. You're giving it away?
Oh, I'm not going to give it away, no.
Well, are we going to be like a good person about this?
I mean, I guess if you put, like, well, no, if you put a patent on it, then you're going to make all the money. But I would like to. Yeah, no, I'm going to sell it. I'm going to patent it. But I'm going to do good things. You know, I'm going to do good things.
So you're going to sell it to the big shots, but then, like, give it to the...
Well, you have to patent it first.
Yes, of course.
Yes. And then you sell your product.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but then that's how they figure it out, and then people will replicate it.
Yes, they can't do it right away until your patent runs out, but once they do, then you'll have a whole bunch of snuggies and ShamWows all over the place.
Which, I mean, fair.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that it does run out.
It sucks.
But, yeah, I mean, if you invented it, I don't see why anybody should be able to take it from you in any capacity, in any amount of time.
Really?
It's yours. You invented it. And you said, okay, for 5 years, this is yours, and then it's fair game.
Well, so that other people can take it and work on it and maybe make it better.
I think they can just mass produce it and sell it for way cheaper than what you were.
That's very true. But you could also say in the same potential, you know, like, fight that someone could take it and make it better. And if you never let anybody ever work on it, then the invention would just stay as it is forever.
You think they would care? You think I wouldn't care?
No, you wouldn't care, but I mean, I guess that's the other side of the coin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is yes, everybody can make a whole bunch of money off of it, but they could also turn around and make your invention better.
No, see, I thought you were going to go with the whole, like, philanthropist, like, help out countries and people who can't afford cars, like, be like the whole savior of this whole thing. I thought that would be your MO.
Well, I mean, you still could do that, right?
If
you patent it? Because then it's yours, and then I could take it country to country and be like, here we go.
Yeah, and then just give it to them while you're selling it to, like, big companies?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm selling it to everybody, though.
Really? You're
big,
sell it to the small little countries?
I may scale it back,
uh-huh.
But if you can pay more, I'm going to get more from you.
Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think there are laws in place about that.
Really? Just
I'm not sure.
Well,
I don't know much about it.
If you can charge me differently if I have good credit or not, I feel like laws are...
I don't think that's how that works.
That's not fair.
Because they're going off of, like, interest rates and stuff. We're not lawyers. What are we doing? What are we saying?
We're trying, though.
Well, I mean, you have been taking those online night classes. It's been paying off, bud.
Excuse me?
Remember? You started taking those classes online on your phone. It was like, what, Phoenix? Phoenix Online when you started?
Keep going.
Yeah, you were taking those online night classes to be a lawyer. It wasn't really panning out. I remember. Oh. But we were doing it together. Remember I helped you with the essay a few times? You were like, please spell check this. Did I put my name at the top? And I was like, of course you did, bud. And you're doing a great job. And you remember?
So in this fantasy... Being a lawyer, I have to write an essay?
Yeah, well, you're studying to be a lawyer.
And so, that process, they say give me a 10-page essay on about the thrills of being a lawyer.
It wasn't about the thrills of being a lawyer.
What was it about?
It was about the Ten Commandments.
Obviously. Oh, you couldn't say anything? You couldn't say anything?
So obvious that it was about Roe v. Wade and the Ten Commandments.
Better.
So, that's obvious. And remember, I helped you spell check it, and then you got that C+ on it, and we were like, yes!
You are so close to doing a Tabby Talks on Roe v. Wade. You just shut your mouth right now.
Please don't. Please. My persona can't handle that right now.
Thaddeus Rowe. Dwayne Wade. It's the only Wade I know.
Wait. I thought it was Dwayne Wade is his middle name?
What? Who are you talking about?
Oh, his last name is Wade?
Yeah. The basketball player?
The basketball player? I thought we were talking about The Rock. That's Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, right? Lord. Yes.
I'm getting them confused as I do.
Yes. You know, how many Dwaynes you had to keep track of.
So Dwayne Wade is a basketball star, is what I'm hearing.
He's a retired basketball star.
Okay. He was good, obviously.
Played for Miami. Probably going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Dwayne Johnson is The Rock. Mr. Turtleneck himself.
Wow. How dare you say that about him?
Did you see that picture?
No.
Turtleneck and fanny pack?
Oh, that one. I thought you were saying it because of his burly
I thought you thought like he was uncircumcised.
Where did we miss each other on this crossroads, Bone Thugs and Harmony style? Where did we miss each other?
Turtleneck.
Oh, nice. Gotcha. Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it.
Anyway.
Anyways.
So, yes. What do you know about?
What were we just talking about?
Roe v. Wade, we were talking about doing night classes for being
night
a lawyer.
Night classes for being a lawyer, that's correct.
Yes.
But this really all came from, what would you do with the car?
Yeah.
So you want to be altruistic. You would make as much money as you could, and then daddy's running. He's heading for the hills.
I mean, even if we change it from the water to the car to finding a cure for cancer, you know I'm selling it.
Yeah.
You're going to give it away, though.
I would give it away.
And that's why you're the heart and soul of this podcast.
I mean, yeah.
I just happen to be the brains and the money.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
You know I like to let you dream big.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne The Rock Wade. We're all dreaming big over here.
That was... embarrassing.
Yeah, that wasn't your strongest showing.
No. I'm not good with names or faces or movies or...
No. Athletes,
No athletes. Don't even get me started on that.
Bathing. I mean...
it's occasional.
Yeah.
So...
When was the last time you took a bath?
Oh, a bath.
Mm-hmm. Not being hurt, not having to soak something.
Mm-hmm.
Just you wanted to get your body in, like, some soup. You just wanted to lay in it.
Quite a few months ago.
Really?
Took a bath, yeah.
Bubble bath?
Yeah, it was a good old-fashioned bath. How about you?
At least, like, years.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a commitment to take a bath.
It is. Have you ever taken a bath with somebody else?
With somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Does a jacuzzi tub count as a bath?
Count it.
Okay, yes.
Wait. I don't really see how that counts as
It was a heart-shaped jacuzzi tub, and we took a bath together. You mean like a...
Okay, so it was a jacuzzi tub. Like,
yes.
It was just like a fucking kick-ass tub.
Yes.
Got you. Okay, that counts. That counts 100%.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Where was this?
Well, we went to Pennsylvania on one of those...
like the things that I see in the pictures?
Yeah.
Or in the advertisements where the people are sitting in martini glasses?
That place.
Oh, God.
We went to that place.
Oh, wow.
We had prime rib for dinner.
Oh, my.
Then we went to the casino.
Of course.
Blew some money.
Yeah.
Came back. Got in a tub. They have private pools in there.
Wow.
It wasn't great.
Wait, like
in the room.
Oh.
Like in the room, there's a sliding door, and there's about a 8 by 6 foot private pool.
Wow. How deep?
If I stood up and go up to my nerps,
okay.
Maybe just below the chin. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Holy poops. Okay. And this is pretty good transition.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, best friends. Miracle Whip or mayo? Coke or Pepsi? Farts or burps? Jam or jelly? Scrambled or over easy? Indoors or outdoors? Reading or TV?
All right.
We have a lot to unpack here.
Yes. So first one was...
Miracle Whip or mayo?
Obviously, mayo.
Always.
Always.
Is that
mayo.
You always?
100%.
You'll never use Miracle Whip?
Never. I did it one time by accident, and I threw the bottle in disgust. The tang is disgusting.
Oh, my. What'd you have it on?
Let's start there. Just a regular sandwich.
That's upsetting.
No. Mayo is supposed to be the background singer to your Justin Timberlake. It's supposed to be in the background, come in a little smooth, and just give the sandwich some moisture. If you're tangy, what are you doing?
So the mayo is what you're saying to me is NSYNC. And the sandwich, the meats, and the cold cuts, and the cheese, that's Justin. And you need that mayo to really be there.
Ooh, completely disrespecting.
Who am I disrespecting?
NSYNC. They were... you know what? I feel like this happens quite a bit. I'm not going to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're an institution, and you're an asshole.
I'll give you that. Fair, they are an institution. But any hoodles, so that's what you're telling me.
Yes.
Now... I agree.
Okay.
The mayo needs to sing.
I feel like you got a lot more to say.
I do.
Okay.
However, Miracle Whip is good in like tuna salad. In those types of salads, it's good. And also, Miracle Whip pairs well. And so does mayonnaise with black pepper, for whatever reason, fresh black pepper on it. And also like vinegar, balsamic vinegar or just like apple cider vinegar or whatever type of vinegar. I don't know why. But the Miracle Whip especially pairs well with it, I guess because of the tang and the pizzazz. So the two of them, they're a marriage that works, in my opinion.
What about just a tuna sandwich?
I'd do it, but I'd need vinegar to offset that sweet.
So, but you want Miracle Whip?
No, I would prefer mayonnaise.
Okay.
And not on like a hoagie, I'm also putting mayonnaise.
So it's a very specific situation where you are taking Miracle Whip.
Correct.
I've never had it in those situations, so I can't shit on it that hard, but if you have it on a sandwich and you get caught off guard, then you'd never want it again.
Yes, that's true. If you were expecting mayo and you bite into it and it's sweet like Miracle Whip, I'd be a little upset. In fact, I've had that happen. Where once I don't know if it actually was, but I bought a sandwich from 7-Eleven and it tasted sweet like Miracle Whip, and I was like, oh my.
Did you
eat it? Disrespectful. Of course I did. I was starving. I bought a sandwich from 7-Eleven. I'm halfway committed to the cause.
Yeah.
So, you know, been there, done that. Okay, so now Coke or Pepsi, does it matter?
It does matter, actually.
Oh, and Pepsi, I agree with you.
Pepsi. 100% Pepsi.
I was going to say Coke, because to me, Coke is more sharp. It's like more bubbly.
Coke hurts.
Yeah, I like it. Like, that's what I come for Coke for. Like, I want it. And I feel like all Coke products are sharper.
Yeah, like aggressive. Like...
Like,
stronger.
Their Fanta the Sunkist, there's no comparison. Fanta is much sharper and stronger, and it really bites you. And Sunkist, it kisses you. Like the sun. A warm day. Wow.
Oh.
So, yeah, there's definitely a difference, I agree. So, you want the more mild of the two.
Yeah,
and I want
something
that sharp.
Sprite is Pepsi?
That's Coke.
Oh.
And that is sharp. I feel like Sprite is pretty sharp.
And Mist is...
Sierra Mist is, yes.
Pepsi.
The calm version.
Yeah, really.
That is the calm cousin.
Like, Pepsi's just like, settle down a little bit.
Yes.
Coke's like, no!
Sprite's like, you can't make me. I'm caffeine free.
Yeah, so. Definitely. I can't tell you that you're wrong, but it needs to be Pepsi.
Well, so wait. And then for Pepsi is, because for Coke is Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And Pepsi is what, like, isn't like something mug? Dr. Mug.
Mug root beer? Dr. Mug. Professor Mug. That's the best they could do.
I'm telling you,
that
isn't
Phoenix
there a
College didn't screw us. Had enough credits for professor, and that's it.
I could have swore.
No.
It's not Dr. Okay, so it's not Dr. Mug.
Not Dr.
We know that 100%?
Yes.
The next one is farts or burps.
Do you think they meant smelling or expelling?
I think we should cover both.
I'd rather smell... if I smell a burp, that's disgusting.
I'd rather smell a burp.
I'd rather smell a fart.
Really?
I'm going to pick fart for both of them. No, burps are satisfying when you do them. But farts gross out people.
Yeah, I think a burp is more satisfying than a fart.
Yes.
Not always, but usually, because that burp, if it came up to you, mm-hmm. it was coming, it was knocking out.
The ones where you have to, like, pound your chest for a few seconds and then it comes out?
Those hurt. I don't like those.
Okay.
I haven't had one of those in a while, thankfully.
If I can smell your burp, I'm disgusted. Fart, yeah. I expect it to smell like shit.
I mean, that's true. Yeah, if I smell your burp and it smells like your lunch, I'm going to be bummed out. I'm going to be bummed out.
Aw, come on.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I could literally smell the Subway sandwich.
Oh, that's a...
jam or jelly?
Always jelly.
Always jam. Jam is more fruit.
You don't care.
I do. I care. I care very, very much.
Jam spreads better.
Do you think? I think jelly spreads better.
What are you... Okay, I was going to call you dumb over this.
I heard.
And I'm sorry. Jelly is just more... jelly's better. I can't describe it why it is.
So I feel like jelly is more easily spreadable because it's... I don't want to say more watery, but it's just meant to be, like, spread over something. Whereas I think jam is, like, meant to almost, like, you take, like, a dab of it and put it on, like, the edge of your toast or something. Whereas, like, jelly is meant to be spread in with, like, butter or something. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but it's just the wrong kind of sense.
I feel like jam is richer than jelly.
Yes.
That is more, like, you don't need as much jam as you do jelly.
Yes. Yeah, but that's what... I feel like jam spreads way better. And jelly... Like, jam and peanut butter doesn't go.
What?
Peanut butter and jelly, yes.
See, now, I mean, I guess I could hear you on that. There is a reason why they say peanut butter and jelly, not peanut butter and jam, right?
Mm-hmm.
I give you that. But I prefer jam. Because I just feel like if I'm going to eat something that's sweet and processed and sugary, I'm going to have the one that has more fruit in it. And call
to,
it a day.
To try to... You're always trying to look to get the most out of a shit situation, and I applaud that for you. I really do.
Thank you.
Like, you're putting that crap in your body. This one has, like, an extra, like, ounce of protein or something, so you're gonna eat that over the other one.
That's true. That's 100% true. That's how I live my life.
I like it.
Thank you. All right, let's see. Next, we have scrambled or over easy. Now, I feel like this is easy.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Over easy.
Of course. Okay. Thank you. We're both on over easy.
Yeah.
There's nothing better... Then a little egg juice getting all up over your toast, squirting out. In fact, I've been making bacon, egg, and cheeses at my house on the weekends lately, and I've been making the egg over easy.
Bread?
Of course. Well, I've been using that Italian bread.
Oh, the one that you gave me one time and got me hooked and then never gave it back to me again.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not up to me to do that. You
it's
know,
your bread hookup.
You. Well, I got that connect. Because I've traded masks. You know, desperate times in the quarantine times, I traded masks with somebody and some cleaning supplies. And I, in turn, got some loaves of bread. Jesus style.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it out. Now, the three of us, we are hooked.
Yeah, it's delicious. With
really?
Pancakes, it doesn't work.
Oh, see, now I like it with pancakes.
No, because it soaks into the bottom of the pancake.
Yeah, that's good.
No.
I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. That's good.
A little, like, salty treat?
Salty treat. The bacon's a salty treat.
To
I want
go
my pancakes to be dry.
The pancake that's now has some egg on it and a little bit of syrup, so it's just like this culmination of flavors, you know? What's
a lot of bit of syrup.
Here? Okay.
And you cut the pancakes, then put the syrup on.
Really?
Yes.
You know, that's a popular opinion. That's an unpopular opinion, I should say.
Is it?
But it's one that is smart. I'll give you that.
It seeps into the crevices.
Exactly. I was going to say, I think you get a way better cover of your pancake
mm-hmm.
when you do it like that versus just putting it over at the top. Because then it just absorbs it right away. And then by the time you get halfway through, you're like, only the middle of your pancake
mm-hmm.
has a whole bunch of syrup and the outer edges don't.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing it right, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So, indoors or outdoors? This is...
Indoors.
Yeah,
of course, we know you're outdoors.
I'm outdoors.
We fought this one.
It's clear.
Yes.
I'm an outdoor dog, you're an indoor cat.
Yes.
And we're just, our worlds never collide.
Yes, you've been hit by a car, and I'm laying on the sheets.
Perched on the window.
Mm-hmm.
So, reading or TV?
Well, you do me, and I'll do you for this one.
Oh, I'm going to blatantly say TV for you. Always.
And I will say TV for you as, oh, no. I don't think either, but if you had to pick one, I'd say TV.
Correct, and you are correct.
Can I be real with you for a second?
Please.
I have never once read an entire book in my life.
Really? Not even in school?
No.
When you were younger?
Summer reading in school?
Uh-huh.
I just got the gist of the book and then wrote my report.
Oh, wow.
You get like a C-?
Yeah.
Good enough.
Honestly, that's how I got by for most of my things too, but I feel like I've probably read at least one or two books. Did I read leisurely, voluntarily. There was a small little blip in my lifetime where I read some books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was for puss. But I was still doing
Excuse me?
It was for puss. It was for a girl.
You were reading to understand her better?
To get on her playing fields. You know what I mean? She liked to read books. So I was like, I gotta pick up some books. And then I read some books. And then I read Perks of Being a Wallflower and The Lovely Bones. Because those were popping at that time.
Mm.
And I read both of those. And I was like, hey, I read both of the books. And then we talked about the books.
Oh, so it was good. It worked. No Eat, Pray, Love, you poser?
Is that the one with Julia Roberts?
That's the movie.
Yeah. You and I have talked about this once before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You read that?
No. Never. Wait, didn't even know it was a book.
Did you get the puss?
No.
So you just educated yourself for no reason?
Yes.
Dummy.
Yeah, I know. What a fucking maroon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never heard that.
Maroon?
Calling somebody like I heard rube, I heard like idiot. Never heard maroon.
Oh, I feel like I've called you a maroon.
I might not have taken it.
You may
the
have
right
never
way.
Noticed.
Yes, quite furious now.
All right, well, it seems like that's our show, and we will see you all next week. We love you.
Bye. Hey, everybody. We just want to shine a light on an organization doing good things for good people called K. Galgan Lifehouse. They're helping homeless women and their children. Tabby, what's the Instagram?
Their Instagram is K. Galgan Lifehouse, all one word, and it's spelled a little different. It's CAYGALGON Lifehouse.
Yep. They're a good organization, and you either contact them, donate, or follow. Anything helps.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.